Hi, everybody. This is Pam from the Paper Outpost, and I heard your call. I heard your battle cry. I did a poll, and I asked what challenges you had, and I listened, very closely, and I hope to cover them all, number one. But first of all, there was a loud battle cry for help me design a journal page. Let me see your process. How do you think it through? What do you do? So I thought the best way to do this was to actually take you through the process. I'm going to show you what I actually do. So this will be interesting for me too, because I don't generally talk my way through it that much, but we're all learning here together. So what I did was I just grabbed a journal that I am going to be working on, and I'm going to open it up to a random page and start just to see where inspiration goes, you know, how I think and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm hoping this might be helpful. And if this works out well, maybe we'll make it into a little mini series, something like that. Let's get to it. Let's go make some pages. Okay, so this is reality. This is my reality mat. This is the one I actually work on. It's a well-loved mat. It's cleanly dirty. I clean it as much as I can. Well, I'm making excuses here for my dirty mat. It's just a well-loved mat. It's had a lot of crafting on it. So let's get to it. Let's craft. Okay. So I'm just going to open to a random page. If you have concerns about where to start, and this is probably one of the biggest tips I can give you, I suggest random page, because I feel a lot of pressure in the front, and I feel a lot of pressure, not pressure, I mean a lot of excitement about the back and the front covers inside, just because I feel those are the presentation and then the conclusion. And I just want those to be extra pretty. So I do extra emphasis there. But I do leave those to last, because I want to get into a groove of what the journal actually is expressing to me. And sometimes I don't know what these are going to look like till the end. So I leave those till the end. That's just my process. And this is all just my process. Nobody has to follow any of this advice. Everybody's different. And you need to follow. I'm having coffee now. I haven't had coffee in about, 4 years. So we'll see how this goes. Courage in a cup, right? Courage in a cup. Okay. Oh, actually, it tastes really good. I miss coffee. Okay, so let's pick a random page. Should I go front, middle, back? If I'm a little sheepish, I might go to the back, although the back should be just as decorated or however you want it to be as the front. But let's pick a random page and just try it. Okay, so we picked this page. Okay, how about that? Let me see if you can see. Yes, you can see. Okay, so I have choices. Now, I have done a little bit of stuff in here already, so I'm going to ignore that one because I already put something on it. So let's just use this old page here. This is a writing page from a children's book. They were learning how to do their alphabets and things like that. Came from a specific school, and I coffee dyed it. You can work on a perfectly white page. That will be absolutely fine, too. It doesn't matter. Okay, so what would I do first? I would look at this and say, all right, do I want this to be an awe, A-W-E, or an explore page? Do I want the person just to oogle at it and go, I just think it's very interesting and it's giving me ideas of fun things I would like to create or write about? Or is it something I would like to have them an experience with? Is it going to have pockets and tucks and flip outs or things like that where they can actually get in there and do something? I feel like it's a Montessori school. These are my Montessori school experiences something like that. So you get in there and you touch and you feel. Okay, so I'm looking at this one. It has some nice coloration already. The lines go up and down, which, may or may not be that great for a person writing. They can easily turn the book sideways and write this way, and that's perfectly fine. Or I may want to mask that, because maybe I don't want that to be the major emphasis. All right, so I think we'll just start with some really easy ones, and we'll kind of build as we go. Okay, let's see what I have here. Okay, I'm just going to give you a quick shot of what is around me so you can kind of have an idea. It's a total mess, but I'm just letting you know I've got some buttons, I got some bling, got some tickets, some stencils, there's a pile of material over there, and there's a lot more around me than that, but let's just try that. Okay, so sometimes the white page can be very intimidating, and maybe you just want to deal with that right out of the get-go. And there's some easy ways to deal with that out of the get-go. There's about a billion and one ways to deal with that out of the get-go. Now, I have a pile of stencils. I'm just going to grab one. Of course, it has something hanging from it. And I'm just going to put this down. And there. Now, if you're like really in a good world and you do everything right, appropriately. You should come in with something hard under, maybe not, that's more for stamping, but you just want to protect the pages behind it if you don't want the stencil to get onto the other pages. Sometimes I like that look though, because it gives a little mystery or mystique as the pages progress, little tippets of stencil ink. So let me get some rubber daubers. Rubber daubers. What is a rubber dauber, Pam? There's no such thing. This is an ink dauber. And I can see how this is going to go. I got a brown and a green. Let's see what colors I want to work with. Here's a brown and a green. Okay, so let me just pull these pups out. And sometimes double coloring is fun. It gives a little bit of interest to the page. So let's try that. I got the brown going in the brown, double checking. Can you see? Can you see? Yeah, okay. All right. Just yell at me if you can't. Okay. And you can daub down or you can squirrel-a-roo like this. It's totally up to you. I bought a new one, so I really need to pull my new forest green out. This still got some life in it. All right. Maybe I'll even do three colors. Oh, I'm feeling like doing three. See, now I get a feeling to just go somewhere with something. I try and follow it because I don't know where it's going to lead. My daubers are right in front of me. I'm looking for them. So I'm just following that process. Can't find the right dauber. That always happens. All right, I'm just going to grab this pink and get in there with some pink here. I don't know why, just because I thought it would be fun. Try to get the edges. I think that helps give you a little bit of niceness or design. Now, I think that's kind of pretty the way it is. I really like that. And I might say to myself, you know, I might just want to leave that. So we may do several pages here just so I kind of think through how I do this, because I never really thought about how I do it before. You just sort of do it, you know? There was nobody to talk to before, before you guys came along. All right, so I'm putting my stencil down in my pile of stencils. So I like that already. I could leave that, but what I want to do is amplify it a little bit more. I want to not add too much bulk because I want it to close nicely. That doesn't exist in my world. I know. But I want you to know that I go in with intent to make things close. More coffee. Okay. All right, so what I would like to do is actually add a word or a phrase or a sentiment, and this can be done many ways. And the one way I'm going to do today is I think I'm going to get an old book page, and I'm going to find some words that I like and tear them out and just add them as a side. Now, you can use regular size font. You can use Edith Holden has some really pretty style font on her printing, actually. We do something like that. Like sometimes you can just steal this bottom thing. Maybe we'll do that. That actually could, or is this color better? Well, maybe this color looks better. Okay, so you're kind of deciding on the tone. Is it gonna pop from the background? It doesn't have to pop, but I am choosing pop today. So popping against the white is great, or sometimes you wanna blend in and do a lot of neutrals. That's for another page. We're gonna do pop today. All right, let me find something that looks half decent here. I like turned to the mountain. Oh, I like that. Okay, so I'm just going to go with that. Now you can gently tear, or if you're really organized, and I don't know where my ruler is. Where did it go? It's gone. Of course. Right when I need it. Okay, we'll just ignore that. Is it here? Hang on, let me find it. Okay, this is what you do when you can't find your ruler. You carry on without it. I have two metal rulers. I can't find either of them right now. So we hand tear. Yeah, it's not that far. Come on, Pam, you can make this. And we're tearing with our little finger tools. Always the best tools ever created. These ones are imported from Canada. Mm-hmm. Came over here, oh gosh, when I was 21. Let's just say that's like 100 million years ago. And I will be 56 this year. And I'm still here. I'm still kicking. And I'm so happy to get to know all you guys. I love getting to know you guys. You guys are awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to place. And here's the thing. Are you going to place at the top? I'm going to maybe turn it on an angle. That's kind of cool. It still gives everybody a lot of writing room. Now, they can actually write right across the stencil. So they still have this whole space if you want it to be a writing page. Or if you don't really care and you're just designing and having fun and leaving, you know, thrills to the wind, just plop it wherever you feel inspired. So I am going to use what am I using? I'm using a Scotch Create permanent glue stick, multi-purpose. And if you're looking for any tools and supplies and stuff like that, I do have the links below the video on the PC. Click on the Show More button and that'll put a drop down there for you. And you can go to my Amazon store and see all sorts of goodies. Okay, so there, placed. Now we could say, totally done. That is awesome. Does it need more? I don't know. I'm kind of feeling good about that. I would say, at this point, I would just leave this page. I'm comfortable with leaving this page as a it's already decorated times two. You can do three if you want to feel more complete in a complete world. I could go add stickles or liquid pearls to this, but the thing is I can't turn the page and then I'm stuck on that page until that dries and I don't want to do that yet, so I might need to come back later. My other options are I can add things that don't need to dry now. So let me go into one of those buckets if I want to add something. Got this little bucket full of randomness. If I can find something that speaks to me. So I've got pinks and browns and greens that I'm working with. So maybe do I want to pull some of that over here and use a that color scheme? Oh, these are kind of cute. Oh, dig, Pam, dig. All right, I got these little guys and they're very small and not too bumpy. Something you have to take into account. Oh, this is pretty too though. Brings a little bit of the gold over there, but that's too sparkly. Oh, then we also, oh, don't empty it out. I have these, a little softer pink, but I think I'm going to go with the brighter pink because I think it marries with this one a little bit better. I'm going to use a small one, and I'm going to put a little extra glue because I have had so many things pop off on the old days when I don't use extra glue, and I trust these people are putting super strong glue on there, and I think it's okay glue, but it's not like the strongest, and you can use tweezers and little pickups and stuff like that for this, but I, for some reason, personally like to do the chase around, so I'll chase around some little tiny piece for forever until I get it. Oh, there, I got a bob of glue on there. All right, here we go. Well, let me, apparently, I'm using tweezers today. Okay, it's a little slippery. But let's just get you down there. And where do I want to put you? Fingers again. Okay, I'm just going to put you here, if I can. Yeah, and this is how it goes. I can chase one of these little guys around for an hour. Yeah, I have the little sticky thing to pick them up, too. I have it. It's in my drawer behind me in the supplies drawer. And sometimes I feel like pulling it out, sometimes not. Okay, there we go. Can you see? Yeah, let me just do it closer. So there it is. Nothing fancy, very simple, and a delicate design. Okay, let me back up a bit. Nothing hard about that. I think that using torn things from books or torn things from old newspapers, old magazine ads looks really cool in journals because it just there's a texture to it. And a fascination about it. What does that mean? Where does that take you in your mind? Bah, 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 bah. Okay, so let us find another page. Okay, so we're closing the journal and we'll try for the middle somewhere here. Is about here. Okay, that's the front page of a signature. So I'm thinking, do I want to define the next signature by placing something on the front, or do I want to keep it clear as an introduction, almost like an inner leaflet page, to introduce you to what is in the signature? And I would say, what the heck, let's decorate it. And I think on this one, this is a beautiful avocado dyed page, but I'm feeling like I'm really into layering lately. I'm like all layer Sally. So what are we doing, time? Yeah, okay, so I think I'd like to do a little layer thing with maybe a fabric flip. It's a very basic concept. Nothing fancy pants here, but it's easy and it's cool and let's just do it. Okay, so I have this cool little piece of material I got from somewhere and I'm just going to cut out a piece that sort of fits the page. Let me just give myself an eyeball to where I want to go. I'm just going to mark it with some ink so I can see where to cut. There. And then maybe there. Okay, now if I don't let go of those spots, I can actually still see them again. I'm just using a pinking shear. You can use regular scissors, doesn't matter. I just happen to like the pinking edge. Oops, am I following straight? Yeah, okay, there we go. And this is how I'm avoiding having to measure it. So using these little marks with the pencil or marker really helps get rid of some of that lovely measuring stuff that I'm not a big fan of. Now, if you love to measure, measure away. Happy measuring. You know, no problem with that. Okay, so now I've got that. Now, how am I going to attach it? And what am I going to do with it? Is it going to be, hey, look at this beautiful page? Maybe, that's fine. Or should there be a surprise under there? And maybe this is actually sheer material, so something could peek through and they could see through. So I think I would like to do something like that. And what have I got? I have got, where'd it go? Why is it gone? All right, let me go get something. Hang on. All right, I have got a little piece of vintage ephemera. This is an old Victorian trading card. And I am going to go ahead and, I could do a couple things. I'm going to adhere this one. But if you don't want to adhere it because it's a precious old item, there's nothing on the back of this one, so I feel okay in adhering it. But maybe you just want to make a little pocket that it could slip in so the person could pull it out. Actually, let's do that. What the heck? Okay. You talked me into it. You guys. The one is that? That's kind of cool, isn't it? All right. So I'm going to use this Edith Holden page, and I want my ruler. Where is it? Who took it? All right. Are you guys hiding it on me? I thought we swept all the gremlins out. And I cleaned up today, too, so I could find everything. All right, is it on here? No. Okay. It has to be here somewhere. I don't go anywhere with it. All right, let me go look for it. I'll be right back. Okay. Apparently, I was the gremlin, and I found it exactly where I left it in the other room. I was measuring something. Can you imagine? Okay, I'm having this feeling like I might want to... I don't know. This might look crazy kooky. Two weird contrasting colors, but pretty through. Ooh, that's sort of pretty. I like that. I like the way that looks through there. Maybe I won't even use this. See, this is how it happens. I like the see-through of this. But then what could I do with this? I could turn it into something. Like, it doesn't have to be what it is. Let me just tear some of this off. It's going to be too wide, I think. I'd have to pare it down. Stick it on there. Could use it as a tuck. All right, what do you look like? That's kind of cool, but maybe a little thinner. You want me a little thinner? So you hide under there? That's kind of pretty. I like that. Maybe I need... Okay. I've got my mic on. I'm not used to talking out loud while I'm creating. This is weird. Okay. I mean, pre-thinking, you know. Okay. All right. So, and what else could I do? I could also do it from the side. I could do it this way. That would be kind of cute. Could tuck something in there. Oh, that might be fun. All right, let's work on something like that. But maybe, do I want to... Okay. Yeah, I like that. All right, let's do something like that. And there'll be a little surprise underneath. And it'll be a little tuck, and I can tuck something in there. A little side tuck. Okay. Do I want a sharp edge there or not? You know what? I'm going to do the sharp edge, and then I'm going to do something with it. Yes. Feeling very devilish today. All right, here we go. It's going down. All right, I have made the commitment. You are living there now. All right. And now, presto changer, we want to get you to lay on top of there. So let's see. Do we need something across the top? Maybe that? That's kind of pretty. Blingy, bulky, but pretty. I like it. All right, let's just do it. Okay, where's my Fabri-Fix? Don't go far, Fabri-Fix. I'm almost done this bottle. And that's always an exciting time because then I'm going to be opening a new bottle. And the new bottles are so easy to work out of, but I like to get every last little bit just so I feel good about using it all up. The stuff, it's not cheap. So you want to make sure you get every last little drop. Okay, so that is down and that's going to hold very well. Oh, Fabri-Fix, if you don't know, it's a clear silicone glue. It's great for fabric to paper, paper to paper. This was sitting here. So why don't we do that? All right, this one's going to have a little glam in it, apparently. Okay, so that's just the way the journal is going. I didn't know that when I started. Nobody said, hey, Pam, it's time to glam. But it'll be a subtle glam. There'll be like a little like blinginess here and there, but it won't be like over, like who's to say what over bling is? There's no definition of over bling. It's bling as you want. You know, go as blingy or as non-blingy as you want. And I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, oh, bling-a-rama. And other times I'm like, nope, soft, natural, neutral, pretty, nature. Okay. So, all right, have that. And that glue grabs relatively quickly, and you also still have a minute or two to readjust. Let's say it's not sitting evenly. And you can put that little guy where you want him to be. Okay, so We have a flipperoo, and we have a little tuck. And I think I would like to put something here just to define that edge a little bit. And let me see what I have. Oh, I have this. I had dyed some seam binding the other day, and that might be pretty. Oh, I like that. Yes, let's do that. All right, let me find my little scissors. My little scissors of love. Sometimes cutting things on an angle is cute. Sometimes cuter than a blunt cut, but totally up to you. No have to's, just something that gives a little extra design appeal, maybe, if you could cut straight. Hey, Pam, put your glasses on. That would help. Yeah, I always know that's going to make a difference for some reason. You know, I'm not just wearing them to hold my hair back. Okay, so now I need to glue that down. And now the trick with seam binding, because it's so thin, okay, put a little down. Don't put too much glue. That was the first trick. And use finger tool. Come in here and smush that glue bead down so it doesn't, you don't get bleed through as much. Fabri-Fix doesn't bleed through that much, but it can on a really thin fabric. So you just kind of want to, there we go. Oh, I got to go further south. Okay, there we go. All right. Oh, I don't have enough glue on there. I wiped it right off. Let me try that again. Still sticky. Come on, stick. All right. All right, if you're not sticking, I have to put more glue. Okay, apparently I need more glue than I think. All right, so now we reapply. This is how it goes in reality. All right. Okay, now I'm not going to remove. I'm just going to flatten. Yeah, that was a flatten. I'm going to get in here faster before it dries. Da-da-da-da. Working with a wrinkly thing here. It's my life. All right, there we go. And we're down. And we're placing. Okay. And if you have a little curl-a-roo there, you just deal with that. Just come in with some backup glue, because you can. And I recommend gluing the thing you're trying to stick down. Don't glue the paper, but glue the thing, because then you know you're not going to go beyond the border of the thing. So see how I just glued that down, and it's not going to be past here. Sometimes when this glue gets on the paper, it leaves a little bit of shiny residue. And if you're lucky and you get in there and you start rolling it off like this fast, you'll get these glue balls and it'll pick up everything and it comes right off. If you leave it too long, it'll harden and then it will be there for eternity. But then you can always come in and cover it with something. That's our greatest strategy of all. We come in there and whoop, 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 covered, and it looks like it was part of the design. Okay, so now we got to put something behind it and tuck it. Now I just think that's flower and flower, so that's too much. I look for contrast. Okay, so I have blank background. Well, here I have lace, then I have dry papery flowers, and maybe I want to do some print, some type of print behind it. And let's see, I have, what do I have? I got stuff. I have this old 1877 receipt, something from a national bank, and I think that might look cute back there. It's relatively thin, so I don't want too much bulk back there. I'll try it in for size. If I fold it less, there will be less bulk, and that won't fit. So if I fold it more, I can get it in there, but there will be more bulk. So is that what I want? No, maybe that's too fat. So that's, I'm not going to use. Okay, but what can I use? Okay, I'm looking in my pile, and let's see. Let me find something. Hang on. Okay, I got some stuff. Actually, I got a lot of stuff. And this is another tip or trick I wanted to share with you. If you're making a journal, sometimes it's easier to run and pick out all the stuff you're going to use in the journal and put it in a Ziploc bag. And then as you're making the journal, you don't have to keep getting up and running around your entire craft room to find stuff. You can just pull from the bag. So let me pull something from the bag here that's going to fit nicely. Oh, this might work. Nope, wrong thing. Looking. Oh, this might work. How about a nice little handwritten letter? Let's try that. See if we can get you to, I'm gonna fold you back maybe so you can see the date. I'm just gonna tuck you in there. Okay, now let's put that down. That's not bad. Now a little pop-up is not bad, because when the journal is closed and compressed, that will flatten out more with time. So I think I am actually gonna roll with that. I like the way the calligraphy shows behind the flower, and then you have the lace on top of that. So it's a little mystery, like, oh, what is tucked in here? And okay, so I'm going to leave that with that. Now, let's say you don't like that little pop-up effect, and that's bugging you. You can always come in here with a small paper clip or something like that, or a little something, and just paper clip it down. You can do that. Okay, that's no problem. So don't let pop-up bug you. There's ways around that. Okay, so now I think I would like to put a little something down here so the person knows. I'm hoping the person knows they flip it up and find little gems and jewels under there. So let me grab a little something. I've got a drawer over here full of little somethings. Well, let me show you my little drawer. I feel like I'm showing you my underwear today. Here's my drawer of little somethings, and I put safety pins. Oh, that would be cute, wouldn't it? Yeah, let's try that. See, that's how you get struck by something. You're like, oh, that would be nice. Cute little safety pin. It looks opposite of, do I want pink? Maybe not. I don't know. I haven't committed yet. It's kind of small, but I can make it bigger. I can do something. I'm constructing basically a tab, and I just want to try different things for tabs. You can also use a cluster down here. That would work nicely. And, or if your little thing is too small, if your little thing is too small, we can make them bigger. And we got a bigger, maybe a cream colored one might go more nicely with the design. I think so. And I put some alcohol ink in the bag because these were too brightly colored for me. And I put in some brown and some teal colored and just rolled it around, let it air dry. And now I've got some, can you see that? It makes them look a little old and rusty, which I think is kind of cool. But I think I would like to nest this on something. Whoop, what are you doing here? We could nest on you. This is just a piece of tea towel. Oh, that looks cute. Let's do that. That's just very innocent. Yeah, see, you can do innocent bling. Yeah, we're somewhere in the middle. We're like, so we want to put that down. All right, so now I'm going to take this. I'm going to put some glue on it. Going back to my Fabri-Fix. How are we doing on time? Okay. And so I think we'll at least get a couple pages shown for you here. And this might be a good way just to, I don't know, just get some ideas when you're sitting down and thinking, what can I do? What can I do? I know the blank page. I know it's looked at me many times, but the blank page is truly your friend. Okay, I'm going to glue this down. Now you got to be careful it doesn't stick through to the back of what you're working on. So you might just want to stick something under there. And of course, in an organized world, I'd have something. Okay, there we go. And let me get there's my safety pin. Now, I guess I could just safety pin it right on. Let's try that. But what a shocker, right? I don't even have to glue it. All right, let me try. Glue it up. There's safety pin a little high. And then I'll clamp it. Yeah, kind of a little cockeyed like that, I think looks sort of cute. And there we go. Does it look too cockeyed? Maybe, huh? Okay, I'll readjust. Now that's the nice thing. You have time. You can readjust. If it doesn't look right to your eye, change it. Remember, it's only paper. And remember, you have full power over this stuff. You're commandeering the ship. And it's important to remember to have fun. And don't stress, because that's part of your creative process, just trying different things. And you're going to learn what you like and what you don't like as you go. And you're going to find different ways to do things. So I say just roll with it. And I think I need a number. I don't know why. Sometimes when you don't know what to do or what to add, a number or a letter, something like that, can add a lot of pizzazz. Yeah, just maybe just needed something. Like what do you mean what this one means? Like, here, I've got a V. Here's a V. Can't see the V there, but it's a V. V for Victorian. There. See, I accidentally put my safety pin a little over this way, which is fine. That can be fine too, but I wanted to balance it with something on that side just to say I did. And using black on any page will always help anchor your page. It's a great neutral. You can use a lot of it, a little bit of it. Doesn't matter. It depends on your design style, but it does tend to anchor a page, which makes it look kind of cool. All right, so there we have completed that one. So I would say, let's just look at the other one. Where was it? In the back somewhere. It was a pretty simple page. We just did some basic stenciling and a torn word. And here we did a fabric flip. So here, flipping. And then, actually, I kind of like that because I think that looks cute. And the alcohol ink does come off a little bit if you use a lot of it, so just be aware. But if you like that look, it makes it look like a rusty Let me bring you down. This better. Okay. Looks like a rusty little thing from days gone by. That works out kind of cool too. So, and then we have this little letter, which is handwritten and very cool in the back. And so, I think I'm gonna keep that there just because I like the look of it. So we did those. I hope you had fun. And if you've been with my channel for a while, I'm just going to go through my quick rundown. If you're new to my channel, this might be some valuable information I go through at the end of my videos. If you find value here, please like, subscribe, and share. Hit the notification bell beside the word subscribe if you want to be notified of every video that I put out. I put out videos Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. All my favorite tools and supplies are, I have all the links below my video. It's easy to find if you're on your PC. Just click the show more button. Everything drops down. You'll see everything there. But I have vintage digital kits for sale as well in my Etsy shop. And my podcasts, which are audio, I do those on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I upload new ones, and they're on all sorts of fun junk journal related topics, and it's different audio from my videos, so it's new material, just fun things we can talk about as we explore the world of junk journaling together. I have organized playlists of topics, and I've linked those below and at the end of the videos. I'm working on my how-to playlist right now and developing that one a little bit more. So you're going to find a lot of unusual things in there. I have a using up the book pages one. I have how to journal construction one, how to make your journals from the beginning, different ways to do that. And you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Etsy, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. There's an awesome Facebook group. Oh, let me back up. I'm like showing you super close. Sorry. My Facebook group, come and join the Paper Outpost FB group. There's a link below as well to find that, but basically we have a lot of fun there. We do weekly and monthly challenges, which are optional, and it's a great place to ask questions about junk journaling, and the people on there are very fun and very supportive and very kind, and we all really help each other grow in this world, and we get great ideas from each other, so come on out and play with us. Remember that fun can be simple, and create with reckless abandon. And just for those of you who are curious about journal sales, I'm doing three different types of journal sales. One now, one is called the big announcement, where I tell you it's going to be you'll be notified on my videos, all through my social media, and I'll try and make lots of bells and whistles and noise that something is coming out, so you'll hear about it. And then I will set a time for a video on it, which will give a full flip through, and then a time later in the same day, so that you can go and try and catch one on Etsy if that happens. That way everybody has a comfortable time to watch the video, and then also go at a time where everybody across the country can hopefully buy one online if they're available. And what else? And then the second way is I'll do a video. It won't be, or it might be, I don't know. It could be anytime. But the journal will go up for sale right away. So there's no downtime. So let's say you just happen to come across and you're like, oh, I really want that video, or I really want that journal. Boom, you just jump over to Etsy. Hopefully it's still there. You buy it, you're out the door, and it's a done deal. And then the third way is I'm just going to sneak one up as a secret flash sale on Etsy. Pop one up there. No fanfare, no video. I'm just going to put it on Etsy. It's going to have the full description of the journal as well as